Kia ora, Heather.
Tēnā koutou katoa, Simon.
Oh, very good. You've been working on your Te Reo vowels. Shall we start with the Māori party then?
Yes, so we've got three parties that we haven't done yet, and the Māori party is the first one. The other two are TOP, or the Opportunities Party, and the New Conservative Party.
Great, okay. Māori party. So an Indigenous rights party, founded 2004 when now Dame Tariana Turia resigned from the Labour Party over the foreshore and seabed ownership controversy.
That's right. And at the time, I was in Parliament at the time, it was really quite a thing. She felt very strongly about the proposed foreshore and seabed legislation, so much so that she resigned and founded her own party almost straight away.
Yeah, and with success. The year later, they won four of the Māori seats.
That's right. So she and Peter Sharples became the first co-leaders of the Māori Party. They have co-leaders. And yes, were very successful in getting MPs into Parliament. And then in 2008, when there was a change of government to the National-led government, very successfully went into an informal coalition with National and ACT. They had two ministers at the time, Tariana Turia and Peter Sharples, and like the ACT party, they sat outside of Cabinet.
Well, neither of those two characters are in politics, or certainly not in Parliament now, so who are the key people in the Māori Party?
Well, the key people now are the current co-leaders, John Tamihere, who is sitting in the seat of Tamaki Makaurau, and Debbie Nariwa Packer, who is sitting in Tariana Turia's old seat, Te Tai Paora.
The Labour Party have all these seven Māori seats at the moment, don't they?
They do. So although there was that period where the Māori Party won several of the seats, that has now gone right back to all those seats being held by Labour. And in fact, the Māori Party didn't get any seats at all at the 2017 election and don't have a presence in Parliament right now.
So where would you put this party on our political spectrum?
Well, it's not as easy as it is with some of the other parties in the old terminology that we don't like much. They're often described as a centre-left party. But really, the Māori Party are very successful in representing their constituency, which is the Māori people. And in recesses, they're the busiest parties in Parliament. They used to go around and have hui all around the country to find out what their members thought of the individual issues that were about to be debated in Parliament, and they voted accordingly. So sometimes those were policies that were really quite socialist or state-run in origin, and some of them, like school choice, for example, were really quite liberal. So I think that it's a party that you have to look at issue by issue. Their website is www.maoriparty.org. Their slogan is "Believe in you, believe in me." So everything's very whānau-based for them.
Yeah, that's the lead on their policy too. I see they've got a whānau first sort of lead brand, if you'd call it that.
That's right. It seems to be the overarching theme for them. And if you look at their website, a lot of the current commentary is very COVID-19 based, talks a lot about what should happen post-COVID-19, and talks a lot about how Māori should be heavily involved in all of the policies and the funding that comes out of that. So they've said that they will ensure or guarantee that 25% of funding of all government projects over the next 2 years will go to Māori. 25% of all those projects will be Māori-led. 25% of all government projects fast-tracked by COVID, they will guarantee that they will be partnered with hapu, iwi and Māori organisations or businesses. So this quarter of everything, really, funding and initiatives, is the target that they have, despite the fact that Māori make up about 15% of the population.
Yeah, Oranga Tangata Mahi is their policy slogan in that build area. This whānau first approach is modelled off some affirmative action programs overseas, right? The US and Australia.
And Australia, that's right. They've looked at the Indigenous populations specifically in those two countries. They think there have been successful outcomes by doing that, and so have decided to use that approach themselves.
Albeit that the 2008 to 2011 government was a successful binding of the three parties, National, ACT and the Māori Party, the co-leader John Tamihere has come out and said he wouldn't work with National this time around. What do you make of that?
I guess at one level I'm not that surprised. He was a Labor minister previously himself, and I think that's where his heart is. I'm not sure. I think that there may be a downside to taking that stance. It actually closes down an opportunity that might exist for Māori to actually make some significant wins as they did in that 2008 election. So I'm not sure where that stems from, but I would have thought that it would be better for him to keep options open unless they think that that's going to attract more votes, that strategy.
They're pushing hard at the moment for a Māori voice, a specific Māori voice on every COVID-19 recovery entity.
That's right. So I think if boards are involved, they'll expect reasonable representation on boards and certainly in the management areas as well.
And of course, this is the first podcast we've made since the election date has moved out to October.
Yeah, so for the small parties, it will give them a little more time. Labor will be a bit worried that if things head south with COVID, then that will be a bit problematic for them perhaps, but it does give the smaller parties a little more time to campaign.
Realistically, if you had to put $2 on this one, how many seats, if any, are they going to get?
I think potentially the Māori Party could pick up two of the Māori seats. I think they won't get a lot of party vote. Although that puzzles me somewhat, because I think that Labor is very guilty of having taken the Māori vote for granted.
Every now and then the Māori Labor caucus flares up on an issue and then pretty much goes silent again, eh?
It goes down. And we shouldn't forget that Kelvin Davis is the deputy leader of the Labor Party, but is virtually invisible.
Right, well, that's it. If you'd like to send in a question, you can go to our contacts page on our website, talkpoint.co.nz, that's TORQUE, and we're also on social media on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube and Facebook. That's it from me. I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie.
And I'm Heather Roy. We'll talk to you soon.